You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello and welcome, or welcome back to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Celicia Thomas, and y'all, oh my gosh, my gorgeous friend is on with us today. Honey, let me tell you how much of a badass she is. So I met her during Beautiful. I was in the Broadway company of Beautiful. She was training to be the dance captain on the tour of Beautiful. And this gorgeous angel of a talented human that she is, oh my gosh, made her Broadway debut as the dance captain in Tina, the Tina Turner musical on Broadway. Y'all, please help me welcome Leandra Ellis Gaston.
What's up?
Girl, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing okay. You know, it's weird. We're in month whatever. It's past month like five, so it's a long time. And I'm just thankful for the small things, you know? A candle being lit, you know, my ring light working, my internet being well, you know, like those are the things I'm thankful for in this moment. And so that just has to be okay. You know what I mean? Like I can't, life is obviously happening and it may not be, it's definitely not the way I planned it. But that is okay for right now, you know? So other than that, I'm doing okay. I'm letting the universe and the Lord lead me.
Wow. That is like so real. You're like, can we talk about the little things? My ring light working, the internet being okay. Like, honestly, though.
No, yeah. Because the big things, like, I don't know. I just can't really give it too much attention. Yeah. Like the small things. Yeah. Do I have food today? I have food. So that is all I can focus on.
Right. Well, you look blessed. You look so beautiful. I am like, you look so yummy right now. I'm like, dang, you look like a whole snack, honey. Ooh. And can we talk, like, for starters, I know, like, this is really just diving in. I don't want to usually dive in so fast, but, like, can we talk about what is on your head right now? These, are they braids? They look the bomb.
They're braids. I'm a hair fanatic. And like they're super long on me. They go.
How long is that? That's like 30 inches.
Yeah, I mean it goes past. Like if I stood up, they go all the way down.
Oh my!
They go like past my butt, like mid thigh. I would say.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, very.
Okay, so wait. When I met you, Leandra, I've always seen you with your short hair, which is a very fierce look, by the way. It is so, you've got a face that just works with so many different hair types and hairstyles. And you literally pull it all off. I've never seen you with these braids and I am in love.
It's crazy. When I met you, I had just did the big chop. So when I met you, I had like cut all of my hair off. And funny enough, the big chop was the turning point for my career. Was like, put me into a, you know, the leagues. Like, it changed my whole career.
Whoa. Can we talk about that metaphoric what happens when a woman cuts her hair.
It's crazy. No, I had like my beautiful story. I auditioned for Beautiful nine times. And I had always gotten to the final, like, and always was getting there, always getting there. She's great. Feedback, just never like getting the last hump over, you know, to get the role. And the final time I went in, which it had been like in between like 2 months, been like a 2 month stint, and I cut my hair off. And I had been feeling very like trapped with my hair. Like, I can wear wigs. I don't mind a wig. I don't mind a sew-in. Like, I'm free with my hair always. But I had been feeling like my hair was holding a lot of insecurity and a lot dictating how I was processing the world. And so personally, I had just gotten married. Then I think I had been married maybe 4 months. And I told my husband, like, I think I'm gonna cut my hair off. And I had thought about this for years. I cut my hair off that like Friday. That Tuesday went in for Beautiful, booked it that Friday.
Wow.
Like, that's how quick. And when I asked Joyce, Joyce was like, when you came in with the haircut, like, I saw you. Like, you were. Like, I saw all of you. And so
Joyce Chittick said that.
Yes. She was like, I saw all of you. And there was no, you had the part the moment you came back in. And, like, she was like, you know what, Beautiful, it ran for so long. When people had come in, they kind of knew, like, okay, we'll get her in the cast later on, another year, another 2 years. That's how Beautiful works. Because it was a machine at this point. And so I always knew, like, oh, I'll be in the show eventually. But for it to be such a new beginning to, like, the release of all these things off of my head.
What do you think is, like, happening in the spiritual world, like, in the unseen world? Like, because that was an obvious shift that you felt that they saw, and it made you, like, you said it's like a turning point. It was a turning point. Just, that is incredible.
It was definitely.
And I only know you with that short hair. I don't know what you looked like before.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people don't know. And I had big hair. Like, I had the afro. I mean, I was out here and lots of thick hair. And it's so interesting because, you know, I felt like the Lord had been saying to me, like, give it to me, like, actually leave it on the table and I will handle it for you. And I had, for so long, I had been struggling as a Black woman of how much I would give, period. So when I cut my hair off, there was nothing for me to hide behind anymore. And then my career changed. It was, like, Beautiful. And just how it all happened, like, I got to be with the Broadway company for those 2 weeks, then shift to the tour, then while on the tour, book another. Like, it all made sense that it would happen in this way once I released my hair.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So I want to know a couple things. I'm like, my brain is jumping all over the place. Do you have any advice for anybody who just chopped their hair off? Like, of what? But it looked so good. It didn't even seem like, okay, now how is it? Like, it just seemed like a natural thing for you. It, like, as if you'd always worn your hair like that. But is there anything that you would say to somebody who's, like, thinking about chopping theirs off?
Yeah, I would say, don't be afraid of accessing freedom. And I would say that because when you chop, like, the big chop is serious, especially for Black women, because it's cultural, it's our crown. But, like, actually the crown is what's inside of your head, which is your brain power, which is how you're united. And what's on your head only magnifies the appearance of that. And because that's actually how it works, I think if you were thinking of cutting off your hair, like, know that there is freedom for you once you do that. And it's okay to be scared. Like, I cut my hair off and, like, I mean, I had made a vow when I cut my hair, I would not wear a wig. made a vow. Like, I would wear a wig on my head for the first 6 months, which I didn't, because I was nervous that I would get back into hiding behind wigs or whatever, right? So I, like, made a promise. And, like, I had no idea what I was doing with my hair. I would just put some water on it, put a sponge, get out the door, and it would curl up. Sometimes it was nappy, and I would do the Fantasia, like, take a brush and do a little wave. And
okay.
You know me, I'm an accessories girl down. I would put my hats on. I love a hat. So,
so cute.
I would find different ways. But then through that, I realized it was okay to present myself in that way. It was okay. I think finding freedom in that allowed me to see the beauty in me, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. I've only always known you to be this powerful, confident, talented human. Like, I've never seen any self-consciousness in you. I've never gotten that vibe ever from you. And so I think it's cool to hear you talk about it. I'm like, oh my gosh. Since then, I know you have your braids in right now. Have you decided to keep the length, keep the short hair, or are you growing it out?
Yeah, so I'm growing my hair out now. I'm
okay.
Growing it to what it wants to be. It's weird. So I'm not declaring. I think when I cut my hair, I had declaration. I will not wear wigs. I will pop, 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 pop. And now I'm just letting my hair do whatever it wants to do. Like, I'm allowing it to be free. If I want to put a wig on, I put a wig on. If I want my hair braided, which is that's what I'm rocking right now, I'll put braids in my hair. I'm kind of allowing it to do its thing. And
I have another question for this. Oh, I'm sorry. I just cut you off. Oh.
No, yeah, yeah.
I want to go on.
No, you're perfect.
Okay, I wanted to know, like, is that partly because we're in a pandemic and it's just, like, it's hard to get into a place? Or is it, like, an active you want to grow it out and just see what it does? Like, what are you thinking?
It's an active I want to see what it does. I mean, a pandemic, it's a very serious thing, but it's not going to stop me from getting my hair done. Do you see what I'm saying?
Work.
Like, I don't mean it in a way, but it's not going to stop me from getting my hair done. Because this goes into, like, self-care, but, like, my hair and my nails and a lash make me feel good. It makes me feel, it helps me feel better. You know what I mean? And is it a necessity? No. But does it make Leandra happy? Yes. And that's a necessity, is happiness.
Yeah.
So in this, regardless of pandemic, I will find a way to have my hair done, my nails done, and a cute lash on. And that does not dictate who I am. That's just a part of what makes me happy. So yeah, girl, my hair is just doing its thing. Like, I mean, I'm gonna take it out in 2 days because you see it's getting a little fray. It still look cute, but it's a little fray.
2 days? She looks good.
I know. My other friend was like, girl, you need to keep it in like 2 more weeks. And I was like, girl, no, because I'm gonna take it out. I want it to feel the winter. I want the winter to sit on my scalp a little bit. I want a little chill on my scalp. So I want my hair out a little bit. Because I know it won't get, like, the humidity's not here, so it won't get crazy. Like, I just want to see.
Where are you?
I'm in New York.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's winter.
So I'm going to
look. How long have you had them in?
These ones?
Yeah.
This is going on week 5.
Oh, shoot!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they look good, Leandra.
Yes. Sis knows what she's doing.
And they're all singles?
Singles. All singles.
She braided all of that down your butt to your mid-thigh?
Girl.
How long did that take?
Oh, hours. Like, 6 hours. 6 hours.
That's it? Wait, that's not a long time. You know that's not a long time, right?
No, but I want to tell you. So, she starts the top. Then the second lady comes in. She gets the middle. And they keep adding on. Then the third lady comes in and then she gets the bottom. So, like, she would start the top on like a row, then the other girl would grab, she would start the top and stop like right here-ish, where she got it good. You know, where the braid won't come out? Then the
like collarbone.
Then the next sis comes in and she braids the rest. So I had like 2-3 people in my hair at one time. So that's why I got done.
I have never heard of that. That is so smart.
The Africans, 125th, Malcolm X.
Really?
I grow in there. Up there, she does my hair down every time. And I don't know.
Do you go to the same?
What'd you say?
Do you go to the same
girl?
Like shop? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Harper normally braids my hair, but then I couldn't get Harper to braid my hair the last time because something happened. So I was like, I need my hair braided quick. So I found this girl, Mimi, and so they braid my hair over there now. But Harper still braids my hair, but when I want this, I'm going over there to Mimi.
So I'm laughing because I've heard Harper's name thrown out a couple times in these interviews, and I'm like, I want to get in with Harper.
Honey.
And I didn't know that she braided.
My sister braids hair to the ground. She braids down.
Dang. Oh my gosh. I have to have her come on here just so I can be like, you know, your friends talk about you, right? Like, you know, I'm going to need you to do mine. I've talked to a few girls who've done like the crochet, the pre-twisted passion twist, which is what I have in my head right now. And it's pretty fast. Like the top looks a little ghetto because I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was like, I don't know how to part it or whatever. But I literally, Leandra, it took an hour. It took an hour. And I did it by myself. And I really love that. But there's nothing like having singles, period.
Because you crocheted it in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I did that at the beginning of quarantine.
What'd you think? Love it, hate it?
No, I loved it. It was bouncy. It was cute. It's just that, like, I couldn't get it tight enough to, like, really sit, and I didn't like the crochet look. Like, I just didn't like how, you know what I mean? Like, I had the part, like, I parted here so these could be singles, then the
yes.
went back, and then I crocheted onto those, then the back row and around was singles. So the perimeter looked like singles.
Okay.
And the center was crocheted. But the thing, I just couldn't get it tight enough. Like, every time, you know, you put the crochet needle in, you loop it around, then you pull, it just wasn't sitting good on my head.
Really? Is it have anything to do with the cornrows, or do you think, because mine feels so tight.
Well,
and I was actually scared because when I put it in, I was like, oh my gosh, this needle might be stuck in my head forever.
That makes sense because I can't really cornrow. So yeah, it's funny story. So back to Harper. Harper put out a video on Instagram teaching girls how to cornrow their hair. It's tragic, really. And... because Harper was calling me out because I had called Harper to FaceTime her to be like, walk me through cornrowing my hair to the scalp because I cannot do it. Flat twist, I will flat twist you down. I will bantu knot you down. I will get a
yes.
like curling iron hair product you down. But a cornrow cannot, my fingers do not do it. Like my fingers do not cornrow. So she was trying to talk me through it, and I was not catching it. And it was the day I was doing these passion twists. So she then posted a video on Instagram teaching people how to cornrow their hair, and it was about me. She's so messy.
That is hilarious
so
and amazing. You said she's so messy.
So messy. Great video. And we laugh about it now because right after she posted it, I called her, and I was like, you're calling me out. You're cool. You're coming for Leandra's neck. And she was like, sis, I wasn't. And I was like, no, you were. But that's how me and Harper are. I could be like, you were calling me out. It's okay.
That is amazing. Okay, wait. How do you keep your braids that you've had in for 5 weeks looking as good as they do right now?
Okay. So I have a method. So at night, I wrap them up in my head like a bun. Like, if I take them, lean them all over, kind of twist them a little bit, then I wrap it on my head like a bun. Then I have a braiding cap that's really long. It's different.
Oh, a braiding cap.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to hit you with it. It's a braiding cap.
Wow.
So it has elastic at the front, and then it has two strings. So when you put it on your head, you can tie the back, and it keeps all your braids in there. Because you know it's so hard to fit your braids under a bonnet.
Yes!
So it fits under the braiding cap, and I wrap it in there. It fits under the braiding cap. Then I take my bonnet, and I have two bonnets. They both are silk, but it's because I like extra protection because I sleep kind of crazy. So I put the first bonnet on, which is like string. Then I put the second bonnet, which is like the elastic is super tight. So it helps the braids like come down a little bit. And that's how I keep them. And then in the morning, I use Naturals hair oil with leave-in conditioner water. And I spray that in the braids, like kind of just spray with a spray bottle. Get that in there so my hair don't get flaky.
Got it. Then I put that's what I'm missing right now.
Put that oil in there, just a little bit. A little oil will take you far. And then I just, as I have oil in there, like I kind of just like moisturize it down and it'll do its thing with the bottom. It'll get there eventually. So that's my routine.
And it's okay to do that with synthetic?
So with synthetic, you need to be extra careful. The thing is, I think with like the Passion Twist hair, I would just go into your scalp and like spray your scalp a little bit with the leave-in conditioner, a little bit of water. Okay. And then I will oil your scalp and just like have, like when you're doing it, massage it into your scalp and your hair will be fine.
Okay. Woo-hoo! That's a freaking good tip. Thank you.
We're going to cut for a short ad break. With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So when you do take your braids out and let your hair feel the winter, what products do you use?
When I'm taking my hair out?
Yeah. Okay. Or like when you do your wash and goes or whatever style that you use with your natural hair.
My natural hair stuff. So I love As I Am. Love, love,
love. Oh.
Love it. Love As I Am.
Okay.
And what I do, so when I take my braids out, you know, it's always, your hair is always gooky because it has like all the product they put in there when they get it down. So I really make sure I put that leave-in to kind of really moisturize and it'll help work out the dried up like product that's in there, help dry it up. And I actually do reverse. So I put a little bit of water on it, then I put a cap on so that it can sit in there for just a little bit. Like maybe 3 minutes just to loosen it up a bit before I get the water. Then in a little bit of oil, then I go into the shower, rinse all that out. I shampoo, I'm using Shea Moisture.
Okay.
Shampoo. Then I go in and I do a deep conditioner. I do not know the name of this, but it's the green one that's in the packet at the hair store. Cannot figure it out. It's deep conditioner.
The green one? You olive oil. Any more clues? Like
the olive oil one. It's the olive oil. It's the olive oil restorative one. I also use the clay from Shea Moisture, which comes in another
little. Okay.
I use that one.
The clay.
African, it's like an African clay deep conditioner that I use. That comes from Shea Moisture. It's at Target. Ooh. It's like an okay. I'm using that one.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Or I'm using the olive oil one, which my mother has been using on me since I was like 10. So it's in that little green. Then I'm deep conditioning. Let it sit for a while. Let it do its thing. So my hair, I like it when you deep condition and it kind of drips down your hair a little bit. You know, when it comes down, almost gets your hair. Like I personally love that because I know that my hair is doing what it needs to do. It's like a good sign that it has everything in there. Then I'm washing it out. All of that out, and then I'm putting in leave-in. Then I'm working through As I Am curl product slightly. Then I flat twist it back.
Okay.
And then
so when you
condition it,
and then you what?
and then I'm done. Like, flat twist it back, and then I take out the flat twist, and it'll be like a curly little afro or whatever. I mean,
is that like your go-to? Like, you do a flat twist every few days, or do you? Is it? Because I used to always just do the twist out, but now I'm kind of getting into wash and goes, and I like that. So is that your thing?
My thing normally, well, my hair is just now growing out. You see what I'm saying? So it's like,
growing out
is very different. Some days, like when it was in that weird, weird length, I would flat twist it and bop a wig on. Now it's not in that weird length, so I can flat twist it. And after the shower, after I wash it, I always flat twist just so it can get like that situation. Then I take it out. But then in 3 days, I'll actually do Bantu knots because that curl is slightly different. So I'll have Bantu knots and rock a Bantu knot style for like 4 days. Then I'll take that out and my hair can be curly. Then I'll try and put in a little pineapple. Like, and I love to test where my hair can go. I'm just that person. Like, my goal is that this sucker will get into a ponytail because it was so short. So every time I'm always like, I'm taking a jam, getting each baby hair, and I'm like trying to see how far up I can get it into a pineapple.
Yes. Okay. I cannot wait till we are all back. Broadway's back, and I see Leandra Gaston walking down the street, honey, with her pineapple on top of her head. I'm be like, y'all, she worked for that.
I'm just saying, watch out. I love my hair. Watch out. I just love hair. I love a wig. I love a ponytail. Yes.
Girl, oh, you know what? I haven't gotten on that game yet. I had a straight hair ponytail on tour for a little bit. I'll put a little baseball cap. You couldn't tell me nothing. I was flinging that thing.
We all had it. I've had the ponytail baseball cap where the ponytail was connected to it.
Shut up!
Girl, that's 2012. That's 2012. People don't know about that.
Shoot. I don't know about that.
Some people still got it. You got to watch out. Some people still have it.
That's amazing. Shoot. You know what I hope? I hope that when we come back from this pandemic, everybody is just like natural hair, everything. I hope that every show is like, we need more texture on our stages. I hope that when we go to the Tony Awards, that there are afros in every row of the audience.
It will be. People are getting
like, I am like so, I'm like, oh my gosh, Jesus, please let us come back. We got a little vaccine coming. So I'm feeling hopeful. I want to know, let's see, what is your wig prep at Tina?
That's so interesting. So at Tina, actually, I had no hair when I went into Tina. So my wig prep changed every month because my hair would grow out.
Growing out.
So because my hair would grow out, my wig prep would change. And I cannot speak highly enough of our team at Tina. Gio, Monique, Craig, like I cannot even speak, like I cannot. There are not words to speak about how amazing they are. And because in the swing, I've had so many situations where I'm rushed on the stage or where I'm finding out a few minutes before that I gotta go on. You know, it's the normal situation. And so my wig prep normally consisted of flat twists. In the beginning, I had no wig prep. I just had short hair. So they gave me a band, an elastic band, right, that could help hold it down. And then they would have to glue me a lace onto my hair.
They glued it every time you went on?
I would have a little lace that was slightly glued up here in the front so that the wig could have something to pin into because I didn't really have hair.
Wow.
So that was my wig for a while. And then my hair had grown out to where I didn't need the lace anymore. So then I had just started to be able to grip it enough to put like little twists. And then Carla Stewart, who is in a show, one day I had Monique would wash my hair and like that just worked out where I would get my hair washed at the theater. Either to wash my hair or they would be doing a matinee and I would wash my hair upstairs in the showers and then get it done doing in between shows. And one day I washed my hair and we were in the dressing room and Carla was like, I think I was trying to just grip it to do twists. And Carla was like, let me see if I can put a braid in your hair. Carla starts two braids. Next thing you know, I'm downstairs and while they're on stage and I'm sitting in the back, and Carla was on for a few numbers in the first act. Like she goes in and out of the show a lot. And one time she was off stage, I was getting my hair braided. So that's
amazing.
No wig prep. So Carla would braid my hair down. I had like 15 braids in clean. And Carla would braid my hair down.
Uh-huh. That's amazing. Wait, cornrows or singles?
Cornrows. Full out.
That's awesome, Leandra.
It was crazy. Like I have pictures, but from the front of my head, it looked like my cornrows were like my hair was growing. But actually I had like a little nub, like this big. It was crazy. But from the front, like I was like, I was telling everybody my hair is growing and like nothing would move. It was terrible. But
shut up. But I'm like picturing this like black girl magic moment happening backstage during a show. And it's pretty freaking incredible. Oh. And I love that you gave a shout out to your team. Like Gio, I had him do my cut and color. He's amazing.
Amazing.
He's amazing.
Like I never worried about my hair at work. Ever. You know when you do shows and you're like, I don't know if this person knows. I don't know how I'm going to like deal with this. It forms anxiety. And I've never once had anxiety about my hair at my job. If my hair came in, my wigs, Monique has made six of my wigs. Like six of them color cut, corrected. Gio has been like, do this with the style. Like, I mean, for the last year, I've been taken care of hair-wise by that team completely.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's inspiring. And I did have Gio on here and to speak on like the importance of having somebody backstage who knows about the different textures. Like it really does make a difference.
Indeed. And somebody that can recognize that in a show full of 10 black women, none of them share the same hair at all.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what I mean? I think that's very powerful. All of you, there's 10 of you in here and none of you have the same hair. And we have to accommodate for each and every one of you to make sure that you are flourishing. It wasn't just about our wigs looking good. It was about like, is your hair okay underneath that wig? You will leave the show and still have your hair, not leave the show and be bald-headed.
That's like crazy that thank you for pointing that out. Like even if I were to ask you like what's your hair type and if you were like, oh, 3C or 4C or whatever, like whatever it might be, like two people might both have 3C hair, but it's gonna be completely different. Like
completely different. Like I can't even, the system is great so you can know like, oh, this might work for me or this might not work for me, but the same 4C, sometimes my hair shows up 4D. And sometimes it shows, sometimes, but my baby hairs is like 3C. You know what I mean? And, but
yes,
the crown and it's super thick. And then sometimes it goes a little thinner. It's like so many different things. And so because it's those, all those things, I can't care for your hair the same way I care for somebody else's hair.
Right. Wow. It's so like freaking crazy. I'm like, my curls over on my right ear side is like the bomb. They are like the perfect coils, not a frizz in sight. And then on the left side, it's like a different world. A whole different world. Leandra, first of all, can I congratulate you? Because like Tina Turner, that musical, that dance call was one of the hardest, and like it was one of the hardest dance calls. I've been to some hard dance calls, but like, oh, like this one is like, okay, I can do the moves, but like I am dead by the, we were dying in that audition. And when I think about like Destiny making it look easy, when I think about you being the dance captain, that's incredible.
Thank you.
That's incredible. And you're understudying for Tina. Is that right?
That is right. That is crazy. It's crazy. It's a wild time.
Have you gone on? I know we're in a pandemic right now.
No, have not gone on. It's so crazy. It's Jesus. But it's so crazy because that Friday was we had a put in that Friday, and that was the first time I had done Tina front to back. like on stage, put in lights. The only thing I didn't have on was costumes. And so,
what do you mean that Friday in March?
In March. So that Friday.
Oh, Lord.
So then that Friday in March, like I had been in rehearsal for weeks, had been teaching new people tracks because we had a lot of new people come in. So I would teach and I would learn at the same time, then teach and I would learn. And then I would be on because we were going through a big shift. And that Friday I had done Tina through and through, and I learned it pretty quickly because it was, we just knew we had to hurry up and get it in my body or at least get the beginnings. And then we had that weekend, wow. Saturday and Sunday, I went down to South Carolina to see family, came back that Tuesday, I want to say. Yeah. That Tuesday came back that Wednesday, was two show day, and I wasn't supposed to go on that night. Somebody else was supposed to go on, but eventually I had to go on as another track. And that Thursday, which was the 12th, which is the day we shut down, I had my fitting. So all my clothes have been rushed, and they were like, they will be ready on that Thursday. I was on my way to the fitting, and I remember me and Destiny were talking, and I had been crying laughing because the night before, people in our theater were like, y'all need to pack up your stuff. Y'all need to take your Fitbit watch. Y'all need to get this and that. And like, it had been comedy to me. Like, I was crying laughing because I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. People are going crazy. That Thursday morning, I woke up and immediately it hit me like, oh, we're not going, like, this is real. We're probably done with work by the end of this weekend. Then the costume designer, he emails me and he goes, we have to cancel your fitting. And I'm very sad, but you need to go to the theater and get your things. Then we got the email. Then we got, I mean, it wasn't even an email. It was the letter from Kumo that they're shutting down everything. And we knew, then we got an email. Y'all need to come to the theater and get your stuff. It was crazy. So that Friday was like my first and only time ever doing it full out. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Girl. But such a blessing.
I mean, I think there's a whole lot of silver linings, but when I think about that week, it was such a crazy ass week. It was out of this world in all of the horriblest ways. Like,
it was crazy.
What? Like, it just did not feel like real life.
I know, because weren't you in rehearsal for Once Upon a Time? Or what's it called?
Yes. Once Upon a One More Time. The Britney Spears, yeah.
It was
crazy. Yeah, and we closed down on the 13th. So we were like, are we still, we're still at work? Because we rehearsal, there's only a few people in the building, so we were allowed to. And then I think somebody called in sick on the 13th. And so right before lunch, they were like, hey guys, yeah, we're done here.
Yeah. Crazy. And like, I remember thinking to myself, because so many things were popping up that week. Like, Aida hadn't been rehearsal, that had been rehearsal, big transitions at Tina, big transitions at Jagged Little Pill. Like, a lot of things have been going on because we were getting prepped for Tony season, which is crazy.
Right.
And then it just stopped. But you know what? I cannot think of the negative of what COVID did without being like, oh my gosh, look at what people are turning this into. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
So I won't sit in the what would have been, because actually nothing, this would have been it regardless. This would have been it. This would have been the circumstance, period. I can't sit into the, well, if COVID didn't come along, like it, because COVID came along, period. And so I'm just excited that I'm excited for what's to come. You know what I mean?
I do. I do know what you mean. I think it's going to be like, ooh, like just like that release that happened after the election. I think when Broadway comes back, it's going to blow the roof off of the freaking nation. So
it's going to be powerful. It's going to be, yeah, the playing ground will have evened out.
In so many ways.
We'll be right back right after the break.
Leandra, you are the bomb. I have so many I have something else I want to ask you about, but it might keep us on here for like another 3 days.
Go on.
And so I'm hesitant to really.
Go ahead. I have time.
Okay. I just want to ask you about, and it's something that doesn't really get talked about, and you can speak as much or as little about it as you'd like, but I want to ask you your opinion on how you feel about colorism in the business. And like, and for those who are listening, I am referring to like, even within the Black community, there's like light skin, there's dark skin, there's everything in between. And it wasn't ever a part of the conversation before, and or maybe it was and I wasn't aware of it, but I am now. And so as like somebody who has like a very deep chocolate skin, have you ever like, and it's gorgeous and you know that, like, have you ever experienced anything good or bad because of your skin color?
Yeah, I would say so. I think I always, because of my skin complexion, I always sit in the category of surprising someone with the amount of ability I have talent-wise. I think,
whoa,
because of my color of my skin, or and to go even deeper, because I'm a darker complexion, because I'm a small, I'm smaller but very curvy, I have body. I think
your body, Adi.
I can come off, and like my disposition, it can come off very much as like, this is what this girl's offering. She's offering this, she's offering that. When actually, if you talk to me, you would know that that is not necessarily my complete narrative. That's not exactly how I come. That's not actually me.
At all. Right. Right.
That's not me at all. And so I find that in the industry, if I walk into a room and I sing a legit song, people are always just like,
oh, right. Like, oh my gosh.
I had no idea. It's always a surprise thing. Or I've always experienced, I can speak honestly about colorism. I think that in auditioning for shows, I have fallen into the category of I'm Black enough for the Black show, but not too Black for the white show. Meaning that when I go in for a show that would be predominantly white, I would be the choice that would be like, is she going to be, is this the look we're going for? She's not really going to blend in with the other kids. Whereas in a Black show, it's like, oh, we need a chocolate girl. We need a light skin girl. Instead of like, well, you just need Black people.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
I've dealt with that on so many levels. Colorism is extremely real. Colorism in our industry is extremely, extremely real. I think that people are nervous to talk about the privilege that comes with being of lighter complexion. And yeah. I think, and it's not to say that you are not Black. That is, you are Black. That is who you are. I love you down, sis. I love you down, brother. It's just to say that your circumstances are slightly bit different than my circumstances. And I can speak candidly, like, you know, and I'll say it 1,000 times. I feel as if sometimes in shows, it's easier for producers to pick the choice that comes off a little bit whiter. Do you see what I'm saying? It's easier to pick.
Of course I do.
It's easier to pick that because that is going to look good in Middle America, or that's going to look good around the world to them. But actually, and you know what, maybe that is true, whatever, but that's not what the world looks like. And so yeah, colorism is real. I think people need to talk about it. I think people need to wake up, you know.
I think that you're right, and this is not something that I like ever really, I don't ever really touch on it or bring it up or anything, but I think that it's important and that we do start to make it a part of the conversation. And just like during this pandemic, we've called out a lot of white people for a whole lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And even within the Black community, like I am a light-skinned person, and I want to acknowledge that there is privilege there too. Like, you know, it's kind of like I'm still Black and the world still sees me as Black, but there's still a whole other thing that's like, this is also a thing.
It is.
So
it's tricky. It's a very, very tricky,
yes,
sensitive subject.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I also want to say, I think that the reason the conversation is tricky is because at the end of the day, we're still waiting on some white person to tell us what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. At the end of the day. It comes right back to that.
Dang!
Yeah. So that's why the conversation is actually so tricky. Because it turns all the way right back to them picking or them choosing. And I think what saddens me is that when there is a Black team or there's a Black team, you still seem to do the choices that, when I know there are people out there, and not to say that person's not great at the role, not to say ever, I think if you got the role, obviously you can do it. You're an actress. Like I should have no doubt in your ability at all. This is what you do as a profession. I don't doubt it. If you do this, then that's what you do. You are talented. But I'm just saying that there are other people also out there who are talented as well that I know could also portray the story in a way that wouldn't be so commercial or whatever. You know what I mean? That would still be.
Right, I do.
They're of darker complexion. Yeah.
Oh, right. Ooh, okay. Thank you. I'm like, thank you. That was like a curveball. And I just felt like.
Fine. Also, I applaud you for asking the question. I applaud you for that. You should be. I'm excited that you asked it. Hope that the answer was enough. You kind of threw me, but a good throw, which is always great.
Right. You know, like I put it to where I'm like, if we want to end the episode right here, we can.
No, you're but like, fine. No, I think it's good. Yeah. I also think it's good that, you know, I'm dark skinned and I'm Black, and you are Black and you're light skin complexion. So how would we even talk about this? You know what I mean?
Right. Yes. Yeah. And yeah. Okay. I'm like, let's just like dip our toes in and
dip the whole,
you know,
thing. Sing. Let's swim.
Let's go swimming. All right.
Today, we're still sisters. At the end of the day, I still understand your struggle. At the end of the day, people are posting in newspaper, Black women saved the day for the election.
Oh my God.
That's like still happening.
That's amazing. You're so right. And I would like to just say how lovely you are, Leandra. Like, even like when we were talking about pandemic stuff, you're just like, but here's the good news, folks. Here's the silver lining. Here's the positivity. I see your candle lit in the back there. And I just like, you are this perfect image of like, of what self-care looks like up close. You really... it's really a beautiful thing, and you are so beautiful from the inside out. And I'm grateful to know you.
I'm grateful to know you, girl. Salisha.
Oh, Leandra.
I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, girl. And also, when we come back, I did see Tina on my birthday this year. I can't even believe that was this year.
Oh my gosh, wait, what was that?
February 20th.
Feel like I need that. It's Darden Week, though.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, and I don't remember. I know it was my birthday, so in that night, something was happening backstage and nobody could bring guests backstage. So you didn't see me backstage. There was like either NBC was there or somebody was doing a special on Adrian. Something was happening that night. So I ended up going straight to Glasshouse Tavern and people met me over there. But I saw the show on my birthday this year and it was so amazing. It was amazing. And, I'm glad that I got to see Adrian in it and everything, and she's a star. But now the next time I see it, I would love to go back when I know that you're going to be on.
Girl.
That's going to be cool.
When I'm on, I don't even know if I will be able to. I have no idea. Like, I just don't even. It's the wildest thing that's ever happened. But also, I'm very, very thankful. Very, very thankful.
That's so awesome. I'll be in the audience, like that audience member with the camera on my chest. Like, oh, don't worry, girl. I got you for your reel.
It's so crazy. It's so wild. I think it's funny enough. So I freelance with an agent. It's a whole other thing. But she had emailed me and she was like, so I got this crazy email that they want you to come and sing for Tina. And so I don't know what you've been doing there at the theater, but I think this is a really good thing. Like, this is how she talks to me constantly. And she's like, so I don't know really. I don't know really what you're doing there, but I think it's a really good thing. And so we need to continue to talk about these kind of things. Like, so I know what you do. I've seen you perform. I think you're gorgeous. I think, you know, you know where I want to take you. You know where I want to take you. And I know we're not signed together, but I think we need to really hop on top of this. So how can I help you? This is how she talks. A mile up.
Amazing.
Like a mile.
I don't know what you're doing in the theater, but we need to talk about this.
Like, so I don't have any idea what's going on. I just know I got an email that they're really considering you. We're going to talk money. We're going to talk things. Do you need a voice lesson? Do you need an acting teacher? How can I help you? And we need to really, really talk about you signing on to the agency. I just feel like you're really going in the right direction. Like, this is how she talks. Crazy.
Oh, she got excited, honey. And rightly so.
Her world like blew. And so I tell her, I'm like, it's okay. I'm like, it's okay. I just want to go in. Like, I was like, I don't really think anything would come to this. I'm just going to go sing the song. So she calls me back after I sing the song, because I guess they emailed her. And she's like, so I guess you sing the song really well. So they're going to take you as understudy. And I think that we need to, and then she stops halfway through and she goes, wait, this is big. And I think when she said this is big, it hit, like, this is how she comes, energy all the time, which is why I love her.
Amazing.
But she was like, this is big. And I was like, and I think it clicked in my head of like, oh my gosh, this is big. This is big. And so I'm just thankful for the this is big moment. Yeah.
Let's end it right there, because that is so amazing. She's like, folks, we have a star on our hands. And we didn't realize it until this moment. Y'all, let's get her on the roster. She said, this is big.
She stopped. She's like, this is big. And when she said that, I was like, oh, this is big. I was like, oh.
This is big. This is big.
It's definitely comedy with her 24/7. But yeah.
Oh, amazing. Can I ask what agency or no?
Huh?
Can I ask what agency?
Yeah, it's like the Carrie Company. It's a very, very small company, boutique. Like, I'm not signed with her. To this day, I'm not. I just like...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a whole... Okay. Other, that has everything to do with what I think about the industry and nothing to do with...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But...
And I can edit that out. Thank you for coming on. I will. Yeah, I'll edit that out. I'll make a note now. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on, Leandra. I love you so much. You're such a joy, and I just love you. I just love you.
Girl, you are a gift to the world. Thank you for your time and your platform. Beautiful things are coming to you, sis. So I applaud you. I like legitimately worship you and thank you in this moment.
Oh, I love you, Leandra. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Y'all, Leandra Ellis Gaston, she stays on her grind. She stays busy. She stays motivated. She stays inspired. And she is constantly inspiring everybody around her. Since we have recorded this, she's started a small business called Dear September Events. She's co-founder with another guest that I've had previously, Deanne Stewart. Y'all, check them out. They're on Instagram at Dear September Events. She's also on the Bold team. If y'all don't know what Bold is, oh, you need to get with it, honey. Look them up on Instagram at I Am A Bold Woman. They are the bomb, and I've watched their journey grow over the last few years, and it's truly incredible. Please follow Leandra on Instagram at Leandra Ellis Gaston. Give her some love. Support her businesses, like all of the things. Leandra, thank you for coming on, girl. You are the bomb. welcome. All right, shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network for picking up this podcast. You all know I love you so much, and for all the support, all of the things. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. Shout out to Colin Tabor for editing this episode. I love you, Colin. I can't wait to meet you in person, finally. And shout out to my listeners, you guys, for listening and subscribing and sharing and leaving me comments and all of the things. I read them all, and I just appreciate it so much. So if you haven't already, followed us on Patreon and get access to episodes early. And leave a review. I love you so much. Thank you for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.